This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We are excited about our next guest.
We are. And listen, I don't know why I want to be all right and PC and all of that sort of thing. Sometimes looks are important.
They are.
You know, and this is a show.
That's why this show has, our show has lasted so well.
Exactly, yeah, because we're gorgeous. But the show we're talking about is called Loving Repeating.
Yes.
And it's got a whole massive cast in it. Mm-hmm. But on our Facebook page, there are some very attractive men.
Exactly.
You know, why can,
and then there's
can
these
we not
guys
just admit
as well.
That? Are we not yeah. allowed to admit it?
Yeah, exactly. Their names are Vinny and Alex. And welcome to the Royal Dons boys.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, God. Now tell us, how is it going in Loving Repeating?
It's going pretty well. It's very well received. People are loving it.
I can say rave reviews.
Yeah, we've been getting rave reviews.
It's been on a couple of weeks now.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. So you're obviously well and truly settled in and loving
it. We know
it. You know it. Yeah. I'm hoping you knew it by opening night. And I think I can probably say you definitely did, because not only was Glenn there, but obviously a host of other people, and the reviews have been amazing.
They've been so positive. Yeah. It's been such a great feedback for us to come. I'm excited to go to work now because we've had such great feedback.
Well, it does make a difference, doesn't it, of course?
Oh, absolutely. You know?
And reviews are brilliant, but audiences have been loving it as well, haven't they? Mm-hmm. And that is what it's all about. I did read one by Eddie Perfect. Did you read that?
He gave us a really good write-up, didn't he?
I love Eddie, and it's he's just got such an eloquent way of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes. That's what he does
I've
best.
Started reading it, and I thought, I thought, I didn't think I was going to like this, and I thought it was going to be, and then I was literally taken away out of this world, and I've watched something I don't reckon I've ever watched before, which is amazing, you mm-hmm. know. And very rarely can you ever come up with that sort of statement.
Absolutely.
You know? But that's Eddie's view, that's Glenn's view. That's, what we want to do is get people along, because it's worth going to watch, isn't it?
So, it absolutely is.
Can we get a little bit about it? I know it's a little bit about Gertrude Stein's writings and things, but from one of you two, or both of you two, what you believe it's about, and maybe just from the roles that you've got in it.
Look, it's very much about Gertrude Stein and her life, in the early 1900s. Gertrude Stein was a lesbian, so it focuses on that. Mm-hmm. But it really, we've looked at it from like a very broad sort of angle, so we kind of bring it into modern times and back then as well.
So it's kind of like if people imagine it like this, that you are introduced to the older Gertrude Stein.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then
she
narrates the entire thing, and then there's these flashbacks to, yes. or you know, and it sort of follows her life from university, mm-hmm. and we see this absolutely amazing relationship develop and progress and move its way through decades of just right up until the end of her life.
Exactly.
Now, the men, then you guys obviously are, with your roles,
you
in
guys
it,
play lesbian, yeah. which is so impressive.
I've never seen a lesbian act like that. What is his story then? Because you're part of the life that she lives, is that mm-hmm. it? Of course.
Yeah, where some of the characters influenced her,
right.
brought her through her story with her relationship with Alice. And
there's a prominent scene where it goes into like underground gay life in, you know, the 1900s Paris, and
right.
there's this group of very sexy men. And
you are obviously including your.
I'm definitely putting myself in the forefront of that.
That scene.
It gets on yourself.
I think you boys need to stick around because we need to talk about that scene.
Yes,
right.
The photos are lovely.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the really hot underground scene that plays such a big part.
It's pretty saucy.
Yeah.
It looks a little bit, you know, just by looking at pictures, it looks a bit cabaret.
Sure.
Yeah, no. It definitely has that feel. There's sort of
the kind of the Kit Kat Club in Cameron.
Yeah. It's sort of modernized. There's some leather in it. There's a guy wearing chaps with his butt hanging out.
Mm.
There's
it's not hanging out.
Well,
it's
quite tall.
Yeah.
It's person.
Yes.
We knew what he meant.
It's a nice part.
But it's nice to get the visual as well.
Yeah. There's definitely ear candy and eye candy in the show.
For everyone. But I say that that scene amongst the men at the night that I saw it was absolutely the talk of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
one of my friends
hot.
Came the other night and said, I had to look away. Hot under the collar.
Someone came.
I won't be looking away.
Someone who came last night said they started to get a little bit of an erection.
Just in case there was any mystery of what we were thinking. Yeah. Well, I've got a couple of British mates who arrived Saturday night, and I've taken them to Rhonda Butchmore's tour of the Arts Centre last night, and they loved it. But I think this is going to be right up their alley.
I think so to speak.
Yeah.
They're definitely going to love it.
I think so, and as am I, because I'm going as well.
Now, people have only got a little bit of time before this is all going to finish up.
Mm-hmm. We finish on this Sunday.
How many shows left?
Six to go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we've got two on Saturday, a matinee in a night, and every other night starting at 8 p.m.
All right, brilliant. And it's obviously one of our favourite venues, isn't
Chapel
it?
Off Chapel. So go to their website and get all the details, or also on the Midsummer website. It's called Loving Repeating. Get down and see it, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
come
you
along.
For coming in.
Thank you.
Well, see you there.
See you tonight with your arse out.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Yeah, we're going from one big production of Chapel to another one, aren't we?
Well, this is the way we do it, isn't it?
Yes, we're getting, you know, once Loving Repeating has bumped out, these guys are bumping right on in.
Well, we're going into the Heights, and we're joined right now by two of the people that are involved, Robbie Camelotti and...
Stephen. Well, what's your character's name in this?
I play Usnavi Della Vega.
Now, that's quite the mouthful, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes.
So what's the story? Give us a bit of history about this, because we always get our guests to do it, because we've got it all written down, but there's absolutely no way that we can do it as good as you guys
can.
Have
you not done your research?
Shut your mouth. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, look, right there, all that there.
Wonderful.
Yeah. One paragraph. No.
Look, you need your glasses.
I do need my glasses.
Do you think there's any way I could read that better than you could tell me about it? Because I think that's what you need. If it's all your gig, you'll have the passion when you talk about it.
Absolutely. Well, in
look
the
at
Heights,
him go,
look
him.
At me, I'm off. I'm ready. I'm going.
Here.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, in the Heights is the story of this corner in Washington Heights, New York City.
Oh, hello.
Hello, there we are.
Mm. I'm reading too much into it already.
Oh, yes. And
my mind just goes there automatically.
Yes, and it's hot. It's summer. It's salsa.
Right.
Mm. Right? And the story's told through the eyes of Usnavi, which is the character I play.
Yep.
And Usnavi is the...
helicopter taking off in here, I think. I don't know.
Usnavi is the owns the bodega, which is the corner store of the neighbourhood, and all the stories sort of filter through his shop. So we meet Nina, who's returning from university, and she makes a connection with Benny, who works for her father at the taxi dispatch. And then we have the girls at the hair salon, which is Daniela Carla, and Vanessa, who is Usnavi's longtime crush. And
so it's all about those relationships and how they bubble up, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Then, and we have a blackout because it's so hot.
Right. Ooh.
And then amongst all this craziness, somebody wins a lottery, which is, of course, worth $96,000.
Right.
So it's a busy couple of days.
Now, I think one of the reasons that this is getting a really big buzz is because of the music. And you get that with that sort of salsa music, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the first time I heard it, I was blown away because I didn't know you could have salsa rap in a musical.
Yeah. So it's not all rap, though, is it?
No, it's not. It's a mixture.
Still
true to musical theatre,
but
you have a mixture of all these fantastic different genres in the one show.
And it's an Australian premiere.
It is an Australian premiere, yeah. So we're lucky enough to be the production company in Australia to produce this for the first time.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty big for us, the
Where's
show.
It been, then? Where has it already...
Well, it was on Broadway for 4 years, so it won the 2008 Tony Award for Best Musical.
Isn't that... That's pretty big.
Well, that's you can't get much bigger than that.
Obviously the pinnacle, isn't it?
It is the pinnacle.
But it isn't that well-known. in the Heights.
Oh, it's not that well known in Australia, no. But if you go to America, it's extremely well known. Yeah, but it's toured through South America, and it's done obviously West End, and it's done some tours through Europe.
So this is massive for you guys, and to be
honest. Oh, it's absolutely massive. And I mean, we were super excited to be given the rights to do it, and then when we announced it, everything went viral, and it went crazy. Yeah. Just the fact that we were doing it. So even though we thought it would be good.
Stage art, of course.
Stage art, yes. Stage art. Yeah.
Now, Robbie, one of the things that you said about this is that it kind of challenges, I guess, in some ways, conventional musical theatre. In what ways does it do that?
Yeah, well, it was the first musical that ever really embraced rap as a big part of its context. And I mean, the whole show's not rap, but I mean, a good 50% of it's rap. I mean, yeah. Stevie over here spends the whole time, like, cleaning the corners of his mouth because he, like, can't swallow saliva. He's rapping so far.
How are you going learning all that?
Look, I have a newfound respect for rap. I mean, I've always listened to it, but it's another thing to then take on the challenge of doing it.
But it's obviously rap, it's like anything, it's a script. But it's not only learning the script, you've got to do it in a unique, authentic rap style.
Then. Yes, absolutely.
That's not the easy part.
That, look, it's, and the way to approach it, that I've approached it, it's just an extension of talking.
Yeah.
We're not trying to be gangster rappers here. No, it's not that at all. So it's an extension of talking, and the learning process with anything, you have to really honour the writer and stay true to what's written. And if you add anything or don't say anything, it'll stuff the line completely.
That would be my nightmare. That's my absolute nightmare. Mm. But nowadays there are, it's not all the one style of rapping. Nowadays there are,
I
do. I really do.
My God.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, obviously, it used to be just a sort of in the black sort of element, of it. But then people like Eminem came along, like Drake came along. People, it's now well and truly expanded and things like that. So we're more used to listening to it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And that's right. It has in this show, we see different elements of hip-hop, reggaeton, which is like a Spanish version of it.
The show's also got a lot of salsa influence through it. So, a lot, especially the female characters have very Latin American-inspired music.
Looking a little modern-day West Side Story on this?
I think scenically we're looking a little West Side Story, but it's not quite as dramatic as in We're All Trying to Kill Each Other. There's no tragic ending.
Yet. No, I mean, yet. You don't know how things can
turn out.
Well,
we don't know. Steve does have a temper, so.
Yeah. I think the big themes in this show are home and family. And, I think we can really resonate with it in our city and our country, that people come from all over the place. And but where do we hold on to our culture from, back in our homeland? So, yeah.
All right. Well, now, where is it on, Glenn?
Now, it's all happening Chapel off Chapel. Now, it kicks off very soon, the 16th of February, so in a couple of Mondays.
It's actually the 18th of February.
Right.
So, we'll be in there on the 16th, but if you come along, then we won't let you in.
You won't be ready.
Come on the 18th.
Are you ready now? I mean, honest now. Are you ready now? I mean,
well, I'm not in it, so I'm ready.
But you're the one controlling everybody.
Stephen, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Okay.
You are. I'm look ready.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's called In the Heights. We absolutely.
I'm a liar.
Yeah. We can't wait for it. In the Heights, happening at Chapel off Chapel. I mean, it just sounds unique. It sounds different.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Certainly very interesting.
Yeah, I wonder what I think in the beginning, you'll probably get a sort of fairly youngish crowd, I would imagine.
I would agree.
People that like, obviously, people that just go to musicals and things and, cabaret and that sort of stuff. But I think you'll win them over with the music and that. And obviously, your performance. That's the only way that's what you want.
Absolutely.
Good on you. I love it. Chapelofchapel.com.au.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.